With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. The Maryland General Assembly wrapped up its annual session at midnight on Monday with a solemn and emotional tribute to House Speaker Michael Bush, the veteran lawmaker and Chesapeake Bay champion who died of pneumonia on Sunday. Here's Governor Larry Hogan.
God bless Speaker Mike Bush. May God bless his family and all those who loved him, and may God continue to bless the great state of Maryland.
In part as a tribute to Bush's leadership, lawmakers passed a bill that would make Maryland the first state to ban styrofoam food containers, reducing petroleum-based litter that does not break down in the environment. Legislators also voted to protect 5 oyster sanctuaries in the Chesapeake Bay that watermen have been lobbying the Hogan administration to open up to harvest. This is despite the fact that severe overharvesting has contributed to a decline in oyster populations to about 1% of historic levels. Governor Hogan, a Republican, vetoed the oyster protection bill, but the majority Democratic General Assembly overrode his veto. Carla Redig, executive director of the Maryland League of Conservation Voters, praised Mike Bush's 33 years in office.
He was a champion for the oyster sanctuary bill that we were very happy that that passed and that they overrode the veto. It's a tremendous legacy for the speaker. He also felt strongly about the foam ban and put that in the leadership priority package, and that passed. And you just see a legacy from the Speaker's office of environmental stewardship and caring about the Bay.
In an effort to better control pollution from Maryland's poultry industry, lawmakers also passed a bill that will require additional permitting, fees, reporting, and water pollution monitoring on the Lower Eastern Shore. The most controversial bill to pass this year was the Maryland Clean Energy Jobs Act, which had an amendment that was hotly debated until a final vote on Monday night. The legislation mandates that power companies in the state purchase half of their electricity from renewable sources of energy by the year 2030, up from 25% today. But the bill also includes language that continues to define trash incineration and the burning of wood waste at paper mills, both of which produce large amounts of air pollution, as so-called clean and renewable sources of energy, worthy of state subsidies equal to those for wind and solar. Mike Tidwell, founder of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network, led advocacy efforts to get the bill passed.
The General Assembly was very conflicted on this issue. The labor unions really want there to be a continuation of subsidies for trash incineration. Environmental groups like mine were not favorable on that issue. Legislators went back and forth.
The millions of dollars in taxpayer subsidies for trash burning infuriate Baltimore City advocates trying to reduce the toxic emissions from the state's largest incinerator, the Bresco waste-to-energy plant next to Interstate 95 in South Baltimore. Emily Ranson is the Maryland Program Coordinator for Clean Water Action.
In subsidizing trash incineration as a renewable energy source, Maryland continues the practice of paying private companies to make money polluting neighborhoods.
The question now is whether Governor Hogan will veto the Clean Energy Jobs Act, as he vetoed similar but more limited legislation 2 years ago, only to see his veto overridden. The bill passed this year by veto-proof supermajorities, 31-15 in the Senate and 95-40 in the House. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.